Okay. I run into a windstorm that came out here from Oklahoma. Pretty tough wind. Couldn't pull it with a car hardly. So strong. Had some matches on top of the car. When I undone them, take them off so we could make down our beds. The wind blew them off of the car. We had this hole covered that we could get under. Tuck it under us. Cold, gravel and sand would beat us in the face when we couldn't sleep, but that would cover up our heads. Like froze to death that night.
Where did you come from? What part
of it? Oh, I come from Miami directly when I started out here. I spent most of my time in Bryan County. Worked on the railroad after I quit farming. Work got so hard I had to take off. It just asked us to do so much that I just couldn't take it. I just had to leave it.
Well, how about you, William?
I'm from Arkansas. I left there 25th day of last March. And we come on out here and got into Oklahoma about 11 o'clock at night while we went into sleet and hailstorm. And we had to drive under some filling stations there and stayed about 2 hours when we tried to drive. After that, in the rain, got so hard we had to get under another one, you know. And we went on a little farther, and we drove out beside the road and just had to park for a couple 3 hours, and the snow and everything got on the windshield, and we couldn't see anything. And we had to wait there in the morning before we could go on any farther.
You ever had anything like that? Where are you from? What part of
it? From Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. You come out last year?
I've been out here about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming out here, why, as the boy says, I don't know if they folks was telling the truth that they run into that, because I was in it myself, and I know all what it was.
What happened? Do you remember anything special?
Well, I know there's one place where there was a house built across the road, and just blocked the traffic, they couldn't get across, and there were several hours moving in.
Hey, what's this bear story you were going to tell us there?
Oh, yes, that reminds me of my uncle. He was down in the valley here, and he decided to go hunting, and he got his gun, and he was out in the woods hunting, and he ran onto a man-eating panther out there. This panther was awful mean. And he ran up on his hind legs and sprang with my uncle. My uncle started to shoot him, and he left all of his shells at home. So there my uncle was, and he had the gun and no shells. So that's all I had. Panther was going to spring at my uncle, so my uncle just threw the gun away. And when Panther sprang at my uncle, while my uncle left. And they stayed there 3 or 4 hours doing that, and pretty soon the Panther turned awful, the meanest look on his face you ever seen. And turned around and went all through the woods. And my uncle, he followed him plumb through the top of the mountain. And my uncle got up there and looked on the other side, my uncle Ben, now, and he's always a great hunter. My uncle Ben looked on the other side and peeped down in the valley, and there's that panther, a practicing shorter jumps. Well, I remember about my uncle, Ezra.
What about him?
Well, he was a plowing in the field, and there's a fella coming running down there and says, "Uncle Ezra, there's a wildcat just jumped in the kitchen window with your wife." My uncle, he never stopped plowing. He just kept going. He says, "That's all right. He'd come back out the same way he went in."
Can we get your names? I want to say your name.
Tom Johnson.
Mark
Willie Judd from Arkansas. Charles Farrock from Oklahoma.